This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Pro-Palestinian protests on the UB campus a year ago have resulted in a massive lawsuit against UB, Erie County, City of Buffalo, 10 law enforcement agencies, and nearly 80 named officers. The suit states the protest on May 1st of 2024 was peaceful and orderly until police arrived, many in tactical gear, ordering the crowd to disperse.
We're talking right now live with attorney Robert Korp, who is involved in this lawsuit. Robert, thanks for being on with us this morning. What exactly are you alleging in this suit?
Good morning, Susan and Brian. Thanks for having me. I represent 10 of the 15 folks who were arrested May 1st last year at UB. We're alleging a number of causes of action that flow from both the unconstitutional enforcement of an arbitrary and capricious curfew through the religious discrimination that was part of that enforcement, and perhaps most concerningly, the excessive force that was involved in quite a few of the arrests.
The criminal charges were dropped in this case. Why continue with the suit?
I think that kind of begs the point of the lawsuit. There was no basis for any of these arrests, and so these were false arrests. No one should have been arrested. And the fact that the arrest that the charges were dropped, we're thankful for, but we think it's a proof positive of the fact that the enforcement and actions of the police and the university that evening were inappropriate. And you know, there's been quite the outcry by UB Faculty Senate, UB law professors to that effect as well.
The school and police at the time said that they were enforcing a curfew that was in place due to these these protests. You just called the curfew arbitrary and capricious. At that period of time, though, we had seen in college campuses across the country protesters kind of take over campuses. Some turn violent. A lot of these, you know, basically shutting down school for weeks on end. Because of that, I mean, wouldn't the curfew have a rational basis and not be arbitrary and capricious?
I suppose that that's conceivable. Encourage people to check out. There's quite a good amount of media coverage from this from last year. The UB Spectrum had put together quite a compelling video. There was about 50 protesters who were gathered peacefully on a quad in Amherst. They weren't blocking any sidewalks. They certainly hadn't taken over any buildings. This wasn't a situation where any travel through campus or any attendance of classes where it was jeopardized in any way. This was a completely orderly and peaceful and relatively quiet protest. And folks were planning on disbanding shortly after this arbitrary curfew started to be enforced. In fact, some of the protesters had gone up to the police officers and explained they were just waiting to allow the Muslim students and community members who were present to finish their evening prayers that night. They only needed 5-10 more minutes. They were planning on breaking up. The 50 folks were going to go their separate ways. Instead, 100 or so officers, for some reason, found it necessary to charge the group of praying students and people who were there to protect them and arrest them all. This was not anything like the scenes we saw out of Colombia or some of the California.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Colleges.
Robert, we're speaking live with Robert Korp, who is representing the plaintiffs in the suit against UB, Erie County, City of Buffalo, more than 80 named officers. Do you believe, or were all the arrests Muslim students, and do you believe that they were targeted because of their faith?
Not all arrests were Muslim students, but the body cam footage and other evidence that we're putting together does suggest that there was a discriminatory animus or intent by some of the enforcement, some of the arrests. The body cam footage that we quote pretty extensively in the complaint shows really concerning language. The officers targeting folks who were in Muslim attire. They're calling the protesters terrorists. They were making jokes about whether there was IEDs in the quad. But we have, you know, maybe the most concerning fact pattern is one where officers ran into Capon Hall, an academic building at UB, and tackled and threw down and knocked off the hijab of a young Muslim woman who hadn't even been present at the protest. So yes, we're certainly concerned about the discriminatory character of the events that night.
Do you expect any sort of counter argument to kind of simply follow along the lines of, look, the University of Buffalo did not turn into what you saw at Columbia or some of these other universities, and therefore the actions were justified by what we saw as a result?
I suspect that I might hear something to that effect, but the reason that I find it hard to pay a lot of credence is that there had been earlier in that afternoon an attempt to put up a couple of tents and create more of what is, I guess, considered an encampment at UB. And UB faculty or administration went up to the demonstrators, asked them to remove those encampment material, tell them that was not allowed on campus, and it was immediately taken down. And so there was dozens of officers, not just from UB Police Department and the City of Buffalo and Erie County Sheriffs, but all through all the different suburbs of Western New York were on campus that day. And they were able to see that there was no growing tide of students or community members, and there was no construction of an encampment. There certainly just was no need at all to take these draconian steps to stop the possibility of an encampment. They could have kept their eyes on the scene, and if there had been anyone who started acting more aggressively, then maybe more aggressive policing would have been justified.
What is the suit asking for?
So certainly we're seeking compensatory damages for folks who were legitimately very hurt. I have clients who suffered serious physical injuries. I have a number of clients who have real emotional trauma for this. And so we're seeking compensation for that. We're also seeking the injunctions and injunctive relief to ensure that the university and the local police departments rethink and retrain their both, you know, supervisors and enforcing officers about policies for enforcement of, for the way to properly deal with free speech and free assembly.
Well, Robert, thank you for the time this morning and for joining us. Attorney Robert Korp with us live here on WBEN.